Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Daniel Radford, Southeast Regional Communications Manager for the Cotton Board. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Many cotton producers are aware of the national and regional research projects conducted by Cotton Incorporated, but many may be unaware that 7.5% of cotton assessments collected through the Cotton Research and Promotion Program are dedicated to state-specific research, and each state receives funding based on production levels. Each cotton-producing state has a grower-led committee that sets priorities, requests proposals from their research institutions, and allocates their share of the state support program funds. The state support program committee makes decisions about which projects are the most important for its state and allocates funding accordingly. Cotton Incorporated's agricultural and environmental research staff works closely with Extension, universities, local USDA offices, and other research groups to conduct these research projects across the Cotton Belt. The state support program is a producer-led program, meaning that the funding and research priorities are ultimately determined by cotton growers through their state committees. The program ensures that research and extension efforts are aligned with the unique growing conditions, pest pressures, and market opportunities in each state. I encourage all cotton producers to get involved with their local certified producer organizations and their state support program committee. As a producer, you are paying into the program, and this is one way for you to have a say in research projects that are important to your farming operation or geographic location. If you have any questions, comments, or input on research needs aimed at improving the efficiency or profitability of cotton production, I encourage you to reach out to your Cotton Board Regional Communications Manager or a member of the Cotton Incorporated Agricultural and Environmental Research staff.